The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, Amen, a man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me. I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come upon like a dove from the sky, and remain upon him. I did not know him, but one who sent me to be baptized with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. So what I said, it's a privilege to have Jesus in our midst. He is the Son of God, but he's also a brother. Become part of us. Through Eucharist, we share his divinity. We thank all these centuries, Jesus appeared to different people to reveal more in deep his love. To St. Margaret de la Côte, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. To Sister Faustina, the Divine Mercy. It's all these simple things that at times we forgot. Jesus really is not high on earth, high above us. He is in us. He promised with two or three united, "My name, I am in your midst." So he is in heaven, but also in our midst, in a community, in a family. We cannot see him, but he is there. So we have to trust his presence, trust his love. That's what God teaching Sister Faustina. Jesus, we trust in you. So ask a special grace today that we have to trust from the heart that he is with us. Emmanuel is only the past to what we have read. Jesus is yesterday, today, and forever. And especially for us, Jesus is today. Think of him during the daytime.